Today's episode is being sponsored by Kingsley 1945 Watches. To check out the Kingsley 1945 collection, go to www.amitdevhonda.com and click on the Kingsley 1945 collection on the upper right-hand corner. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about how I was interviewed by India New England News. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dev Honda, and welcome to my podcast. So recently, I was interviewed by India New England News. India New England News is an online publication that serves the Indian community within Greater New England on, you know, Bollywood, on lifestyle, on all sorts of things. And it's a great source, and it's a wonderful publication, and I was honored to do it. I'm from Boston. I think they're based out of Waltham, which was actually the next town over from where I was brought up. But I did a pretty in-depth interview about, you know, watches from, you know, 15 grand to a couple of million. It was about, you know, how I got into watches, you know, what are brands that hold their value, who are some of the people that I've advised and guided, you know, how do you know that you're buying the right watch and you're not overspending money? And, you know, it was just a really in-depth interview. And I think it really helped. I felt really good about it. I felt really honored to do it. And I love doing press. I love doing, you know, I mean, I'm constantly creating new content every day. I'm doing podcasts. I'm writing blog posts. You know, I'm Instagramming. I'm Facebook Living. I mean, it's so for me, I'm usually the one reporting the news. So for me to get interviewed, I don't care how big or how small, it's an honor. It's always an honor. And I hope whoever reads the article gets a lot out of it and contacts me if you need anything. It's, you know, what I've done my whole life, I've committed my life to this business. I don't know many people in my industry that can really, till today, that I can really say have been in it as long as I have. I mean, there are people who have been in it a long time, 15, 20 years. But I mean, you know, I've been in it since literally since I was 12 years old. You know, I'm 42 now. It's about 30 years. I got my first exposure very early with Swatch, and it just grew from there. You know, I got an education with Swatch. I got an amazing life lesson with Swatch. They weren't just watches. It was so much more than that. They were art that ticked. And but I learned about supply and demand and fashion and culture and music and movies and anything related to pop culture. I learned so much. I learned so much about, you know, economics as well. I mean, there's so much to learn, collectability. I mean, honestly, a lot of people don't realize this, but if it weren't for Swatch, there would be no Swiss watch industry as we know it today. And that's because of the whole Japanese quartz crisis that happened in the 80s. The Japanese basically came out with really, really inexpensive calculator type watches, you know, watches that basically look like Apple watches, but, you know, not as, I mean, they don't look exactly like them, but they had that very sort of generic government issue sort of look that I think Apple watches have, you know, and they were very affordable, and it almost decimated the entire Swiss watch industry. And if Swatch didn't come out with a $40 watch that was made in Switzerland, even though it was plastic and innovative and cool and different and, you know, incredible design and just innovating all the time and expanding and growing and going from that to smart cars to wall clocks to pop swatches to there's so many different, you know, collectible watches that they've made limited productions of and of special packaging and all those things. At that time, I wasn't aware of the effect that this brand would have on me, this small little brand that was a fashion brand that was affordable, that for $40, I felt like I could be part of something that was much bigger, and have a real conversation even at that age, and be taken seriously amongst collectors who were collecting Rolexes and IWCs and Breguets and Patek's. Because at that time in the 90s, there was a huge supply and demand game with Swatch. You know, they were going for $40 here, but in different markets, they were going for thousands because they didn't make them as available in other markets as they did in America, because America is the land of pop culture, and that's where, you know, a lot of people, you know, if in the 80s, if you didn't have a Swatch, there was something wrong with you. I mean, if you grew up in the 80s and you didn't have a Swatch, I mean, you might as well have been, you know, hiding under a rock your whole life, or, you know, not have any access to the outside world. And you didn't even have to be in the watch industry to know about Swatch. It was all over the place. It was on TV. It was on billboards. It was, I mean, you name it. People had Swatches. It was part of the everyday fabric of life, especially during the 80s and 90s. And, you know, that I will never, ever have enough good things to say about Swatch. Today, Swatch owns, just for those of you who are unaware, Swatch owns everything, literally everything. And I mean the movement companies, the hand companies, the dial companies, the case companies, the strap companies, the movement. I mean, they own everything. They also own Breguet, they own Hamilton, they own Tissot, they own Swatch, they own Omega, they own Rado, they own Longines, they own, I mean, they own Jacques Aydreau, you know, they own Glashütte Original. You know, it's like everybody at some point, every watch company, including Rolex, had to at some point buy even a spring from Swatch. So, you know, without Swatch, we wouldn't have a watch industry. I wouldn't have a career, and I don't think I would be as in tuned with the watch industry if it weren't for Swatch, because it really, really left imprinted some major, major things that were important in my life that I still use till today and have an understanding and a grasp of, which could never have been without Swatch and its influence and its relevancy in my life. And even what they're doing today is incredible. So definitely check out Swatch. Check out the article. The article is really good. I'm glad I was able to get some exposure, especially for the Indian community within New England. And I'm looking forward to doing more press. I will put a link to the article, and you can definitely check that out. And read it, enjoy it. Please comment on it. If you like it, like it. You know, I appreciate the love and support from so many people out there who, you know, really, like people who are religiously week after week after week listen to this podcast from all over the world, from different countries, different continents. You know, I get incredible feedback, and I look forward to more feedback. I think at the end of the day, I always do what I want. I always talk about what I want, but I also talk about what I think is very relevant. But I'm always looking to innovate. I'm always looking to push the envelope. I'm always looking to get better. So this is my 177th episode. And I remember when I started it in 2013, 2014, it was like, can I get beyond 5 episodes? And it's grown. It's huge. It's just amazing. And I'm looking forward to doing more great interviews, and looking forward to seeing what's coming out in Baselworld in March, at the end of March, beginning of April. So I'm looking forward to, you know, developing partnerships on many different things this year. And please don't hesitate to email me at amitdevhand@gmail.com. I do work on a $150 consultation fee that gets you an hour of my time, a couple of calls, some text, a couple of calls, some emails, and I guide and advise you. And after that, if you at that point feel you want to work with me to purchase a watch, I deduct the $150 fee that you pay towards the final purchase price of the watch. So you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Check out my social media. My Instagram and my Twitter are at Amit Dev Honda. You can stream my Facebook Live post directly off my website. If you go to the About section and look in the right-hand corner, you can see videos I've done, pictures of watches I've taken, things I find relevant and important within the watch industry. Check out my blog. My world-renowned blog is packed with information. It's up to date. You can listen to my podcast. You can engage my services. You can check out Kingsley 1945, which is, you know, a brand that I distribute. They're built like watches in the $5,000 to $7,000 range, but for under $2,000. And I'm the distributor for the West Coast. And because of my partnership with the owner and founder, Ramon Kingsley, I can do really cool, customizable things that no other distributor can really do. So I'm very grateful for that opportunity. And until next time, rock on and fly back.